Kof Aleph Kislev, Sunday the 24th of November, Rabbi Michael Pritzler, Brocha on Maris Ayin. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Silverstein, Leil Nishmas, David Gershon, Ben Azriel, Zeichel Yivrocho.
Good morning to all assembled. This week's topic, as has been announced, is on Brocha on Maris Ayin. With reference to what? With reference to the Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which says that if a person is in possession of a home, of a house, which has two entrances to it. Lucky man, two entrances to his house. So he has one, if they're perpendicular to each other, different angles to each other, when it comes to Neres Chanukah, lighting the Chanukah lights, there's a chashad, there's reason to suspect that if he lights only in one of the entrances to his house, or windows to his house, so then people come to suspect that it's actually a separate home, a separate dwelling, and somebody hasn't lit Neres Chanukah in the other, in his house. Chazal therefore said a person has to light in both psachim, in both entrances to his house. If on the same, if they're adjacent to each other, there's no chashash. People see it as being one house. But if they're perpendicular, then there's a chashash. People might come to think and suspect that a person hasn't lit in his house. Chazal therefore said a person has to go and light not only after he's lit, it's all one residence. Nonetheless, a person has to light in both psachim, in both entrances. Is obviously the first one he lights in, the first entrance which he lights in, is Me'ikar Adin. That's his mitzvah, that's his main mitzvah to light the Chanukah lights. He has to light in the first entrance. The second one is an addition which Chazal were matrich, which Chazal obligated a person to light there, only because of Maris Ein, because of Chashav, in case a person will think it's two different residences, and a person hasn't lit in there. And therefore, the second one is not Me'ikar Adin. The second one is a Chashad, Mibnei Chashad. Says the Ramah, quoting the Ran in Shabbos, that says the Ran in Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, since the second Pesach, where a person lights Neres Chanukah, is only Ne'ach Hashad, Ein Sarach Levorich. The person is lighting there should not make a bracha. His Ikka Mitzvah is Mekayim in the first Pesach. That's his Ikka Mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, Chiyuv of Neres Chanukah. The second one is Be'etzem, only Ne'im Ma'as Ayin, in order to dispel any person who thinks, this person hasn't lit Neres Chanukah. That's the reason why he has to light there. Oh, it's not the Ikka Takona, it's not the Ikka Chiyuv to light there. Shal Kain, says the Ran, and the Ramah Paskins is Ran, Ein Sarach Levorich. The person only makes a bracha on the first time he lights, not the second time he lights. However, we'll see that his Indian is not as posh as it seems, and we'll preface today's discussion with a very interesting shita of the Sheiltas. As is well known, is Halacha, that if a person has to be Moisa Nefesh for Gimel Aviras Chaburus, if a person is confronted in a situation where he has to give up his life for whatever reason, at the expense of Inkayim a mitzvah, is the halacha is v'chai bohem. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, the Torah says v'chai bohem. A person should not forfeit his life for the mitzvah sheba Torah. V'chai bohem. However, gimel aviras chamuras stand on a pedestal. They stand separately to all other mitzvah sheba Torah. And we have limudim and droshes to tell us that avodah zarah, shlichas domim, gilui aroyos. A person should forfeit his life, should give up his life, rather than be over and transgress on the Gimel Aviras Chamuras Sheba Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that all that is when we confront with a situation where a person is in private. However, if he's b'mokim for Hesia, that is, i.e., 10 people, there's a new chiyuv of Nikdashti, a person is mechuyav to give up his life, a filu for mitzvah kala Sheba Torah. A filu mitzvah kala Sheba Torah. Also in another situation, says the Gemara, B'shas HaShmad, when the goyim are coming with a direct confrontation to Yiddishkeit, and they want to yoyke Yiddishkeit, Shachazeres HaShmad, then, Lav Dafka, the Chorosh HaVeres Chamurus, even any mitzvah Sheba Torah, a person is mechuyev to forfeit his life, rather than over. Loshna Gemara, filu mitzvah kala Sheba Torah. Mekoyez in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Tafayin, Dalet, Omed Aleph. That B'fahesia, says the Gemara, B'fahesia, number one, and number two, B'shas, Geziris, Malchus, a person is mechuyati, Moise Nefesh, to give up his life, I'll call mitzvah Sheba Torah. I feel a mitzvah kala. Says the Gemara, what's the mitzvah? What's mitzvah kala? Says the Gemara, Omer Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rav, I feel, Loshla Gemara, I feel le shinuye arkese de mesana. Says Rashi, translation, I feel le shinuye arkese de mesana. Rashi explains, the shoelaces, arkese de mesana means a shoelace. Says Rashi, The Yidden had a particular way of doing up their shoelaces. And Rabbi Yisrael, do not laugh. That litter, people used to wear shoes without shoelaces. The certain stage, people came the trend entered to have shoelaces. The Chofetz Chaim banned shoelaces. Our pachad of the maskilim. The Yid had a certain way of doing up their shoes, and they had no idea the knowledge, the paranoia of the maskilim was so great. The Chofetz Chaim was actually choishes that it might be a minik a chukas agoy from the goy how to do up your shoelaces, to have shoelaces. But Kabbalah Rashi says here that the Yid had a particular derech how to do up their shoes, which was different to the goy. Says Rashi, Shim derech oivdei kechovim likshen kach v'derech yisrael bin acher. Even if it's just a mere minig, is it Rashi nonetheless? If a person is in a situation presented with having to give up his life or changing the way in which he does his shoelace, and it's for Hesia, he's mechuyev to give up his life. The Rif learns slightly differently. The Rif learns also Shnuya Arkus of the Mishnah is also to alter the way in which a person his shoelaces. Says the Rif, not in the way one does them up, as Rashi learns. Says the Rif, there was a different colour. The Yidden had black and the Goyim had red. And if that was the minug for the Yidden to have black and the Goyim had red, again, once again, changing the minug on shoelaces is enough of a reason to be Moisir Nefesh if it's Shas Hashmad or if it's Befer Hesia. For Hesia being it's not even just 10 people. That's the halach of Rashi and Tosis, and that's what everybody knows. Generally, most people know these two mahalchim in the Gemara that changing one's shoelaces is a minhag, just a minhag ba'alma, is already enough of a reason to be moisa nefesh if it's b'fa hesia or shavas hashmad. However, the shiltas explains, or he cites, that lahatir, the hatoras hamin olim, is osa, b'shavas hashmad. I.e., to take off one's shoe is osa. What's wrong with taking off one's shoe? B'sha'as ha-shamad. Farshim explain that pshat in the shilters, if a goy tells a person, a different pshat in the Gemara, if a goy comes and tells a person, stand in front of this Avodah Zorah, such and such an Avodah Zorah, and bend over in order to undo your shoelaces and take off the shoe. He's been koifev, he's bending over in front of the Avodah Zorah, which looks like it's a maris ayin of Avodah Zorah. Says the shilters, that's pshat in the Gemara. Arkasidah Masanim doesn't mean like Rashi to change to the minig, just the minig ba'alma. There's no makon if you shilter, so perhaps the most effort is just for a random minig, which has got to do with Yidin and not going. But, says the shilters, if a goy instructs a Yid, commands him to bend over in front of Avodah Zorah, and if not, he's going to kill him. Since it's a maris ayin of Avodah Zorah, as he bends over, it looks like he's bowing down in front of the Avodah Zorah. Memela says, the shilter says, that is Mechoti Moise Nefesh, when? Again, with Shas HaShmad over for Hesia. So Koyden Koyl, actually Mechoti the shilter, which is a very novel pshat in the Gemara, different to Rashi, different to the general pshat, the regular pshat in the Gemara, is Koyden Koyl, as Samech said, we have to make a small amendment to the Lashon HaGemara, a Shinui Kal. Our Nusach HaGemara is Afilu Shinui Arkesed Masala, which Rashi therefore just understood to change the way in which a person does up his shoelaces. That obviously has no connection to the Mahalach, the Pshat, or the Shilters. Says, according to the Shilters, has to be a slight change in Girsa, Afilu L'Shiruye, Aramaic. Afilu L'Shiruye means to undo. To undo the shoelace. Which is perfectly acceptable, to change one letter, and the Gemara can nearly see if it's changed, the Shilters had that Girsa. Afilu L'Shiruye, Arkesa de Masana. Not like Rashi and Tesis Girsa, L'Shinuye. Fine. So that's the Girsa the Shilters had in the Gemara, the Shirui, to undo the shoelace, bending over in front of Avodah Zorah. Memela, it looks like he's been over the Avodah Zorah, is Mechoti Mois Nefesh, Befer Hesia, or Shas HaShmad. The actual Mekoi Nesivis is slightly dubious. The Nesiv, in his monumental pirish on the Nesiv, on the Shilters, Hermek Sheila, back of Chilek Gimel, that he suffers, writes the Nesiv, that he did his research into the Shiltas, which is a rather mechudistic pshat. It's a very extremely novel pshat. He says he didn't find it in the Ksav Yad. He had the Kisa Yodis, the manuscripts of the Shiltas. Says in the Siv, L'chayra, it's an addition from a later edition, which corrected it, which cropped it into Shilters, but it's not from the original manuscript of the Shilters. Therefore, he's not prepared to learn this whole Peshat in the Gemara. However, the Minska Godel, or Godel, Simon Aleph of his Sefer, is a long Simon, discusses there the full gamut of Mitzvahs Yehorik V'al-Yavrin, holding them of being Moise Nefesh for Mitzvah Shevatayah. But Toich Devarov says the Minska Godel and Sefer Ori Godel Siman Aleph that in Eshkol, Migdoli Arishonim, in Psak Halacha, we rely a lot on the Eshkol as well. The Eshkol brings down this Bahalach from the Shilters. And evidently, if the Shilters, his Lashon is, Vehem Ayu Beki Tfei Me'anon, the Rishonim, Eshkol, Milon Godel, Eshkol, they're obviously extremely, they knew well. The Shilters, if they certify that in the Shilters, it says as well, it says the Pshat to Hatzias to Amino to undo the shoe. Evidently, it's an authentic Girsa in the Shilters, and it must be such a Pshat. So we've now established there is such a Shilters. Also, Chuvas Marik also brings down this Girsa from Shilters. Evidently, this is an authentic Girsa in the Shilters, and had these Girsa in the Gemara. I finish Shirui Alkesedim San. But Kazan is Sameach and says as follows. He says he's got a kasha. L'chayra, how can the Shilter say pshat, suggest pshat, is that a person has to undo a shoelace by bending down in front of a dezorah? Is a reason to be Moise Nefesh, b'shas Hashmad, or b'fahesya? L'chayra, Bishlam according to Rashi and Tosis, that referring to the changing of a random minhag of shoelaces, how to do it on shoelaces, or the color of on shoelaces. So it's well understood that this whole chiyuv, the chiyuv to be meisa nefesh, is only b'mokim that it's b'fahesya or b'fahesya or b'shas hashmad. When there's a high risk factor, when the whole giddush character is at stake, then we have to be meisa nefesh even for changing everyone's shulis. But according to Shilters, that we're referring here to a case of bowing down to avodah zarah, looking like a maris ayin, a person who bends down in front of the pestle, in front of avodah zarah, looks like he's being over avodah zarah, is l'chayra. It's a Maris Avodah Zarah. It's a Bizrael Avodah Zarah. That we know that the Chiyot Yimayis Nefesh Shigib Avodah Chamur is not of Etzim Avodah itself. Anything which is connected to Avodah of Avodah Zarah, Shichas Domim or Gil Arois, is also a Chiyot Yimayis Nefesh. A Bizrael Avodah Zarah, a Bizrael Gil Arois. Bowing down, looking like a person is bowing down to the idol, is Nira Ka'ivad Avodah Zarah. Memela, Fritlis Sameach, of the Shiltas, is the Chayra, Lav Dafke B'Shash Hashmad, Lav Dafke. The Fahesia, even Betsina, even Shleibish Asashman, a person to be Chutim Moisin Nefesh. In the same way as a person Chutim Moisin Nefesh, for any of the Abizrayu, the Avodah Zarah. The Netziv also makes this remark on the Shilters, but says the Netziv, no, since it's only a Marisayin, a Marisayin is only Drabonon. Marisayin is no Avira Betsim, it's just Marisayin, it looks like, Drabonon said, since it looks like a person bound down to Avodah Zarah, therefore a person is also to do so. When it comes to Drabonon, says the Netziv, when it comes to Drabonons, there's no Chiyuti Moise Nefesh for Abizayu Avodah Zarah. That's the opinion of the Netziv. Since it's only Drabonon, it's only Maris Ayin, there's no Chiyuti Moise Nefesh. And therefore, only Bishas Hashma, before Hesed, a person with Chiyuti Moise Nefesh. However, there is a mockum here to debate. That this Drabonon is different to other Drabonons. A Drabonon which is Maris Ayin could well be a lot easier to understand, has no shaykhis to the actual avira, to hainu. If the Rabban asks us something, and the Rabban says, or the Rateya asks us something, Abizrayah to avodah zarah, it's a shaykhis to avodah zarah. Chazal saw a shaykhis to avodah zarah. Maris ayin, be'etzem, the act of bending over to undo a shoe, to undo a shoelace, it's got no connection at all to avodah zarah. It's a mere chashad. It's a maris ayin, it looks like a person come to avodah zarah. This could well be a lot easier to understand. That's got no shaykhis to Avodah Zarah, and that's why Betzina, if in private, Shle B'Shas Hashmad, there's no Chiyuti Moise Nefesh. Only B'Fahesia or B'Shas Hashmad, then there's a Chiyuti Moise Nefesh. This leads us on to a fundamental Shaila. With Rabbonim and Sakim and Issa, because of Maris Ayin, did Rabbonim mean to say that it's a separate Issa, as Issa B'Fini Atzmoy, just to repel any notion that a person might be over an Issa Be'etzem, but what he's doing itself is not really Issa, has no connection to Ikka Issa. Or the Rabbanon, since they were worried that it looks like person's in a situation where he's doing Avodah Zarah, when Chazal came along and asked him, the Marisayin of Avodah Zarah, they said this is also included in his Avodah Zarah. And this has tremendous ramifications. Just to examine one of them, let's take a case of a person who's from a situation he has, he's doing an Issa of Maris Ayin of Melechah Shabbos. Melechah Shabbos, Mini Maris Ayin. Let's say there's something which is awesome to do on Shabbos, Mini Maris Ayin. Without going into details, there are certain cases. In Yom Tov, we find cases of moving ladders. It looks like a person going to do work on Yom Tov. There are cases of Maris, Issa Maris Ayin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Do we say, when a person's over Maris Ayin, then it's got to do with Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Dikki Issa, because it's Maris Ayin on Shabbos? Or you say no? Or you say what he's doing is perfectly mutter. It's just to repel any thoughts that a person is going to be over an Issa on Shabbos, but what he's doing itself is a separate Issa. It's a new Issa called Maris Ayin Issa, but it's not a Shabbos Dikki Issa. Lemay Nafkamina. What will be the Nafkamina here? Nafkamina will be if we'll say, this person, if he's a Mumma, let's say, to do this Avera, will he be a Mumma Lechal Shabbos? Has the status of a Mumma Lechal Tayakula? If it's a separate Issa, Bazundre Issa, there's no Shaykhus to Shabbos. He's over on a different Issa, with no Shaykhus, with no connection to Shabbos. Whereas, if we're going to give it the status, if Ma'asai on Shabbos achieves the status of an Issa Shabbos, he'll have the status of Mumma Lechal Tayakula. Ki Yodua, a Maisa happened in Brisk, many years ago, at the time Rab Chaim was thereof, at Brisk. Somebody sent their son, used to have a communal area where they used to bake and keep the shalom warm over Shabbos. And a lady sent her child on Shabbos to go and fetch, carry Havara, Shabbos, Kol Yisurim, to go and fetch the shalom, the chamil on Shabbos from that place. So Rab Chaim told, they went to Rab Chaim, the Shaila, and asked Rab Chaim, Will this lady be considered to be a mumma l'chol ha'toyekula? If she touches wine, has she got a status of a mumma l'chol ha'toyekula because she sent her son or not? And Rav Chaim was told this on his shaila. The is of shvisas benoy. It's also for a person to tell his son to go do a melacha on Shabbos. Is shvisas benoy a separate issa? The Torah says, you're not doing melacha on Shabbos. But I'm not doing melacha now, I'm just telling my son to do melacha. That's not called being over melech of Shabbos. Elamite, the Torah said that's also an issa, but it's nothing to do, it's not a Shabbos Dikki Issa. It's a new issa called Shvisas Benoit. In which case, it didn't work, will be, if not, the status won't be a Mumma L'chol Ha'Tekula. Or do you say no? Shvisas Benoit is a corollary, it's included within the parameters of Shabbos, and therefore it's a Shabbos Dikki Issa. In which case, the lady who sent her child will become a Mumma L'chol Ha'Tekula. Chaim Paschal became a Mumma L'chol Ha'Tekula. The Chishur of Chaim, that Shvisas Benoit is within the parameters of Melechus Shabbos itself. When the Torah says, you shouldn't light a fire, the Torah says, you shouldn't light a fire, and you shouldn't light a fire al yaday your son, your child. The same thing here as well. Marisayin, is Marisayin a separate Issa, which stands separately to the main body of the Issa? Or no, it's a chilek. It's an integral part of the Ikka Issa. So we find in Shulchan Aruch, we find in Machlekes Rishonim, if a person is Mechoti Meis Nefesh for Marisayin by Avodah Zarah. The same way in which is Mechuti, Mois and Nefesh, Avodah Zarah itself. We find Shittas Haran, that there's no Chuti, Mois and Nefesh for Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. But the Torah brings down, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says the Rashba, if a person, there's a derech that leads to Avodah Zarah, there's a path which leads to Avodah Zarah, it's also to go along that path. Why? Because people suspect you of going to worship as Avodah Zarah. And says the Rashba, even if a person has to get water from there, and he's so thirsty that he'll die, nonetheless it's Mechuti Meisa Nefesh. The Hainu, a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba says it's a Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh for Maris Ayin Avodah Zarah. The Ran holds no, there's no Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh for Maris Ayin Avodah Zarah. The Kinnira, the Biyar machlekes is, the Rashba held as an integral chilek of Avodah Zarah is also to do something which is suspected of being Avodah Zarah. That's also included in this Avodah Zarah. Mela is a Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh for such a thing. Whereas the Ran holds, no. The Ran holds that since it's only Maris Ayin, there's no Issa involved. Mitzad Avodah Zarah. It's a separate Issa of Maris Ayin, but it's Chashad. But there's no Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh. That's with reference to Yisurim. A Machlok is Rashba and Ran with reference to Yisurim. According to the Rashba, we see that it comes to Yisurim Avodah Zarah. It's a Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh. Yehorek Valiav is a Chiyuti Meisa Nefesh for Maris Ayin. The Ram holds not like that. What about with regards to mitzvahs? So we mentioned, at the beginning, that there's a case of a mitzvah which Chazal instituted because of Ma'aseh Zayin. The chiyuv to light Hanukkah lights mea chashad, or the person in the second entrance to one's house mea chashad. There's actually another example of a mitzvah where Chazal said it's Chazal invented a new mitzvah, and the rationale behind that was mea Ma'aseh Zayin. And that mitzvah is the shechita. Shechita, a person normally, a person shechs an animal, a person means a brichas ha-shechita. But the shechita of a ben pekua. A ben pekua is an animal which is found to be, which is found to be inside a mother. And when shechs the mother, the shechita of the mother works for the child, and one does not need to shech the child. That's called a ben pekua. Now, the halacha is that even in a Torah, one doesn't shech the child, one eat it without shechting it at all. Incidentally, that's Yedua, the Mahalach, that Yosef, Rashi says, Yosef accused the Shvatim of eating even Menachai. Yedua, well known the Mahalach, they eat even Menachai. No, they were eating Basar from Ben Pakua, which doesn't eat Shechita at all. Is, when this halacha, that Natura, one doesn't need to shecht on Bechal, there's an exemption from Chiyuv Shechita on a Ben Pakua, that's only if the Ben Pakua doesn't start walking. As soon as he starts walking, and he looks like a regular behemoth, he's not next to his mother, so then there's a chashad, why is a person eating without shechting the behemoth? Then Chazal said, no, there's a chiyuv to go and shecht this ben pekua. Is the halacha, the Darkei Moshe, that's the Ramah on the tour, in Hilchos Chala, in Yerideh Sim Shin Lamed, brings no tshuva to Rashba, Chelik Aleph Sim Tov Chuf Chafei, the Rashba passes in tshuva, that if a person goes to shecht the ben pekua, does he make a bracha or not? Says the Rashba, he has to make a brichas hashchita. Since Chazal said, that is mechuyev to do. Since Chazal said that is mechuyev nimaras ayin to shech this ben pekua. Even if it's only mea chashad, says the Rashba is mechuyev to make a bracha. Is moyim rabbeisai lechayah the Rashba his vishitosei. The same Rashba who argues on the run and learns that with regards to isurim, with the over isurim transgressing the issa of avodah zara nimaras ayin, says the Rashba is mechuyev to meisa nefesh. And the Ransi is not mechuyev to meisa nefesh, but the Shittas of Rashba is mechuyev to meisa nefesh. It's tantamount to avodah zarah itself. Vayis v'chois, it's apparent here that the Rashba learned that meisa ayin becomes an integral chilek of the ikka issa. Is in the same vein, we can suggest that the Rashba held that when it comes to mitzvahs, regarding mitzvahs, also something Shachazal instituted because meisa ayin becomes an integral part of the mitzvah. And once it's a minus ayin of the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to make a broch in it, as though it commits itself. Whereas the Ran, who holds by Neiros Chanukah, that mipnei hachashad, when a person is lighting his extra entrance to his house, he's potter from a brocha, is the Ran's nechlak on the Rashba. The Ran holds that when it comes to adding an extra light, extra set of Neiros Chanukah in the second Pesach, which is a chiyuv only because minus ayin, so the Ran he doesn't make a brach on that. If the Ran is Lishitosa also, the same is by Surin, the Ran holds that if a person is in a situation where it's a Maris Ayin of being over Avodah Zarah, the Ran says that his person is not Mechuti Moisa Nefesh. No, only Avodah Zarah itself a person Moisa Nefesh for. But if it's just Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, he's not Mechuv to be Moisa Nefesh. We see that the Ran Shitta is Maris Ayin is a separate. It stands in a separate, it's a separate, a new Issa, which Rabbanan instituted. But it doesn't become an integral chilek of the Issa, of the main Issa of Avodah Zarah. Similarly, the Ran holds when it comes to mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, and Chazal Masakin a mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, Ne'ah Chashad, to light in the second, in the Pesach Sheni, in the second Pesach, says the Ran is El Bazach, the same thing. Since it's a separate mitzvah, Maris Ayin, in Sarach Levorech Halof, a person shouldn't make a bracha. The Chayah accordingly would come out. That if the Rashba holds by Shechitas Ben Pakua, that a person has to make a bracha, as we explained just now, it seems to be that both by mitzvahs, both by Yisurim, we've got here a machlekes lishitosom, a pattern which follows through between the Ran and the Rashba, that the Ran holds that Maris Ayin is a separate issa, on a separate mitzvah, and therefore in Sarach Levorech. But the Rashba holds a person has to be Moisa Nefesh for Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. And the Rashba that the Shitosu holds by Beshchitas Ben Pekua, that person has to make a bracha on the Shechitah of Ben Pekua, is the Chayin Rashba also hold that a person likes in his second Pesach, then he has to make a bracha on his second Pesach. That's right, like just like the Rashba holds by Beshchitas Ben Pekua. And yet the Ramah doesn't bring down the Shitosu of the Rashba at all. Alechaira is a greater chiluk. That will give it in. There's a chiluk between the Shkitas ben Pakua and the Eres Chanukah. One important idea, when it comes to Shkitas ben Pakua, and Chazal said in the Maris Ayin, a person Shkitas ben Pakua, is the Prichodosh in Yeridus and Yugil brings down machlikis between the Rashba and the Aran. Does one have to do Dini Shkita apply? As is well known, you can't shechta a sack in Pogum. A sack which has got Pegimus in it, it's not a Shkita Kshira. It's Chamosh Kamisha Devorah which passes in Shkita. Five things which pass in Shkita. Can one waver the Chamosh Devorah my poison in Shkita when it comes to Shkita Ben Paku or not? Does one have to have an exact Shkita the same way as one shechta a regular behemoth? Well, no, since it's only because Maris Ayin, as long as it looks like Shkita, it's good enough. It's interestingly enough, here we find the positions of the Ran and the Rashba reversed. One would expect that the Rashba, who holds that Amayas Ayin is Ikechit Amitzah, would be more Machme than the Ran. But the truth is exactly the opposite. The Ran holds that one has to have the Ashkita Kesheira Legamri. The same way as a person has to Shech the Behemah Kesheira, a regular Behemah, so too he has to Shech the Ben Pakua. And the Rashba says, no, it's only Amayas Ayin. And because only Amayas Ayin, the Rashba says, it's enough to have something which looks like Shkita. Even if you shekel a sakin, which has got a nick in it, in a sakin, it's got a pegim in it, it's also kshele fi the Rashba. Without going to it's not a problem. It's actually shittosam. We're not going to go into that right now. But what we do see here is that the Ran, who normally holds that Maris Ayin is extremely weak, ein sakh levarich on Maris Ayin. Neis Chanukah says the Ran ein sakh levarich. When it comes to Ben Pakua, which is also because of Maris Ayin, says the Ran, you're going to need to have all the dvorim which are placed on Shkita apply also with Ben Pakua. We can't drop one halacha. There's no weavers here. My high. The Teretz is a great chiluk. A simple chiluk, a fundamental chiluk. Ben Pakua, there's no reason at all why Chazal couldn't institute a new mitzvah of Shkita's Ben Pakua. Although in our Teretz Potter, but since it's Maris Ayin, Chazal could come along and say, Pnei Maris Ayin, the rationale behind it is Maris Ayin. But the actual final takona was the takona of Shkita. And therefore, says the Ran, you need to have all the halachas of Shkita. You have to have a sakin she'ina pogum. Whereas near Chanukah, a person's mekayim is mitzvah already. Very nice, Chazal, I want to come along and tell you, Mipnei Maris Ayin, that a person's mechuyiv, to light a second round of lighting. But we're referring to a person who's literally in his house. He's got near Chanukah in his residence. Chazal, there's no possible way which Chazal can say to a person, you've got a second mitzvah. He did his mitzvah. He lit Neir's Chanukah in his house. There's no such thing as a person doing a mitzvah twice. Once he's done his mitzvah, he's done his mitzvah. There's no possible way in which Chazal can come along to a person and instruct him to do a mitzvah for a second time. Enoch Bai Ben Pakua, he's never done a mitzvah before. It's a regular behemoth. You know he's potter from Shkita, but Chazal Mimei Maris Ayin, Rational Maris Ayin, can mechayavish a mitzvah. And then there's Halacha, that the Shkita has to be a Shkita Kshira. And a Vav to run have to make a bracha on Ben Pakua. Whereas Neir's Chanukah, when he's done his mitzvah already once, there's no such thing as doing a mitzvah twice, not in our religion anyway. There's no such thing as doing a mitzvah twice. And therefore, the sum total of the mitzvah to light in the second Pesach is only in the Maris Ayin. It's to dispel any notion that a person hasn't lit at all. But it's not the Ikka mitzvah at all. Ashal Kain, here even the Rashba will have to, Al Koch B'Moida, that there's no bracha on Neiris Chanukah, because there's no such thing, either the Rashba holds by Ben Pakua, your person makes a bracha on the Shkita. That's only because Chazal gave a surah to the mitzvah as being a chilk of integral mitzvah, because he has never done the mitzvah. Whereas Neiris Chanukah, he's already done the mitzvah, there's no such thing as being a kind of mitzvah twice. Ashar Kain here, l'chula alma, a person who likes Neiris Chanukah in the second Pesach, in Sarat l'vorech olof. Thank you, Rabbi.